Hello, this is Bob Gray II. Very rarely do I come down to address any debate, any fight that takes place on social media. I do not mind taking a stand. I do not mind making what I believe publicly known. I just don't do it in this forum. However, this is an exception. The exception was brought about due to a recent set of tweets that have gone out that supported a former pastor who has been indicted and has been sentenced, and our court system handed down a sentence. That sentence, regardless of how you feel, was the final decision of the laws of our land. And I truly believe that there are some that have erred greatly in their tweets. They have come out in support of the offender, the predator, more than they have in support of the victim. I don't understand that, because the Bible is pro-children. The Bible is very clear that if a child is offended, that the remedy for the offender is a millstone cast around his neck and to be cast into the sea. Now, we know our court system will not do that to an offender, but our court system does meet justice for the offense. And in this case, they did exactly that. I just want everyone to know where I stand. I, Bob Gray II, am not going to come out in support of a predator. I totally support not the alleged victims, but the confirmed victims. And that was very well established in the court on that day. Please know this to the victims, that I cannot imagine what you've gone through. I know that there have been days and nights, there must have been, of tears, fear, and that this journey has been long and tedious. And our court system gave you very much vindication. And I would ask that you would just let the Lord heal you. And please know there's 7,000 of us out here that have not bowed our knee to Baal. And I would ask for those who are making it harder on the victims by supporting somebody who has been found guilty by our court system. Please stop. Please repent. And please change your tone. And let's lift up the victims and let them know there is healing inside of God and His grace. If I could ever do anything for you, please let me know. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for taking the time to watch. Goodbye.